There are some things we just don't like to think about. Maybe at the top of that list is death. And as tempting as it is to assume that we're better off when we don't think about the end of life, a growing body of evidence suggests that we are actually more healthy when we're open about death. The low hum of medical devices mixes with hymns played on a piano before the annual bereavement ceremony at the Gray Health and Rehabilitation Long-Term Care Home in Gray. A resident in a wheelchair sings along to Amazing Grace. This is how they remember the residents who've died in the last year, but it isn't just for residents. It's for the families of the deceased and the people who work here, too.
Let us pray.
Our Father,
Gray Health has done this for 20 years. In his opening prayer, maintenance worker Rick Peters explains why.
But it's hard for us sometimes to release them, Lord, and let them go.
It can be hard to let go of the dead, but when we don't, we can make ourselves sick. So says Tony Miles, researcher at the University of Georgia College of Public Health.
I'm talking about illnesses that people are now attributing just to diet and exercise.
Miles says grief makes stress, a lot of it. And there's a growing body of science that blames chronic stress for everything from heart disease to type 2 diabetes and maybe even some cancers. After collecting 60 hours of interviews in 9 communities for the aged in the middle of Georgia, Miles has what she thinks are best practices for dealing with grief and mitigating that harm. One best practice? Communal memorials. Sylvia McCullough sits in a folding chair near the back of the Gray Health lobby with her daughter. This is one way she's grieving her father.
I took care of my mom for many years. She had cancer, and he helped me. He was my sidekick.
Caring for first her mother and then her father was a job with no breaks. But today, McCullough is taking better care of herself.
I'm going to the gym for 4 months and eating better and trying to be a stronger person.
Tony Miles says exercise, even just regular walks, are some of the best ways to cope with loss. It's part of the best practice of caregiver self-care. Tony Miles says healthcare workers in long-term care need this too, or they will find other ways to cope with the regular deaths of people they've come to know at work.
To not respond to their needs is to create an environment where you force them to become hardened.
And a hard-hearted caretaker is not good for anyone's health. Years ago, Gray Health Admissions Director Joanne Braswell lost her adult daughter. Once back on the job, she thought she was doing all right.
Unbeknownst to me, it was actually showing in my work.
But with the emotional support of her coworkers, she eventually got back on track. The experience left her with a better understanding of how being open about grief breeds empathy. That's why staff members participate in the bereavement ceremony too.
Can I call a name? If staff will come forward and light a candle in memory of those that are not here.
And of course, when residents and long-term care die, they leave friends behind. People like Edna Williams.
I lost a son years ago, and I've also lost my husband.
For years, she's made a condolences card whenever a fellow resident dies. She gets every resident to sign it, signs for the ones who can't, and makes staff sign too.
To let their families know that we really care and understand their feelings.
More basically, the cards help everyone open up, and Tony Miles says being open about death can really help us live. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.